nice and relax, and I'm ready to party! Ladies, move,
gentlemen, move! Welcome to the weekend with those two girls.
Here we go.
Good morning, Brisbane, and happy first weekend of spring.
Oh, I'm so happy. You know, driving in today, it was daylight, Sarah.
Nearly.
Just like that.
Yeah, it happened so fast. I mean, we didn't really even get hit with winter. And I just feel as soon as the 1st of September hits, you're saying, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year in no time. This last quarter of the year just zips on by.
You know what I'm saying?
What?
I'm saying Happy International Bacon Day.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. It is today. Yep. Is it National or International Bacon Day?
No, it's international. We're talking global.
Global. Mm-hmm. I mean, the vegans' favourite day of the year. Sarah.
I know. Hey, vegans, we're going to be baking good. Your heart today.
Oh, gosh. Yes. How good is bacon? Well, celebrate it. Get some on a bun. Just fry some in the pan. Make
sure
you get
some. Yeah, I read that's what makes it so good is the combination of the sugar and salt as the fat caramelizes.
Are you a master chef now?
I am.
You know what we're going to do, guys? We are going to play Game of Suburbs, 13-10-60. We're playing after this and we're going to give you the first hint. We're heading southwest of the
CBD. Southwest of the CBD, 13-10-60. Give us a bell.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Game of Suburbs.
Oh, okay, we better talk. Yep, I was just enjoying
that. The cat noises.
Meow, 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 meow. Yep, I was really getting into it.
All right, so Bridgie, on 13-10-60, we're playing Game of Suburbs, which is the game that celebrates the burbs of Brizzy. Each week, Lise and I choose a suburb. You get to guess. One clue per caller. And today, winner gets a prize. And I tell you what, it is a good one. It's a $500 voucher thanks to the good people at Secrets. Okay, it's all to celebrate the grand reopening of their new premises at Chermside that's happening next Saturday, the 9th of September. Lise, take us to our first caller, please.
Paul from Clayfield. Are you ready, good sir?
I am ready.
Excellent. Can I call you sir? I just have. All right, Paul. It's 10 kilometres out of the city and Moggle Road runs right through here.
Indooroopilly?
Solid guess, but no. Lenore from Doolandella. Sarah, take it away.
Hey, Lenore, how are you?
Hi, good, thanks. How are you, Sarah?
Good.
Love you guys.
Good. Oh, thanks. Now, this is one. This is a cryptic clue. Lise has written this one. I think it's brilliant. That's why I love her. Get ready for it. If you're an equine lover, you could pull and veil your horse named Brooke to the next suburb over.
Would it be Brookvale?
It's, again, a solid guess, Lenore, but incorrect.
That's why it's cryptic.
It's cryptic, you know. Unfortunately, you landed on the cryptic clue. Okay, let's go to Julia from Nunda. Jules.
Hi.
Hi.
Yep.
Okay, go round. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
What's happened?
I mean, it's the correct answer, but she broke the protocol.
I haven't even said the clue. What did Julia say?
She said the suburb. Just give it, let's play along. Give it the clue. Okay.
Go round. I'll go. Oh, God. You guys have just stuffed this up for me. If this suburb had a wife, she might be called Barbie.
Yes, Julia, we got there in the end. You were quick off the mark.
Julia, you totally stuffed me around. Totally. How did you know?
Oh, it's like off the back of the previous clue.
Kimmel was what I was thinking, southwest suburbs, but when you said Moggle Road goes through it, I couldn't think of anything but Kenmore.
Well, Julia, you're darn right. And you're going to be heading off to Secrets to spend your $500 voucher. How good is that?
That's fantastic. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for playing, Jules.
It's
not too shabby.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
You are beautiful. Beauty. Those two girls and Brooklyn Beauty Bar get you summer ready with the best beauty tips in the biz.
Look, everyone's getting ready for summer, and high on a lot of ladies' lists are their fingernails, their manicures, etc. Now, yeah. I've had shellac before. I've got a bit of a problem with it because of the UV light, and I know it's dangerous. What other alternatives can I use?
Well, there's a couple of options that are coming out as of recent. There is a new system called Slick Pore, and we do use it here at Brooklyn Beauty Bar. It is a odourless acrylic powder that basically just coats the natural nail plate. It's a lot thinner. It's, like I said, it's odourless. It's also lasts just as long as acrylics, and you'll find it is a lot less time consuming.
So is that like the one where you dip your finger in a pot again and again and again and the powder builds up? Is that what it is?
Well, it's called Slick Pore, so is it a pouring thing?
It is. It's brand new.
I'm so good at it.
It's an evolution in acrylic application. So rather than dipping your fingers in a pot that other people have as well.
Oh, so is that germy, that method?
Yes.
It's filthy, Sarah.
They say it's not
cesspool.
Yes.
It's germy. Okay, so we're going for a pouring method. So if people don't know the names, they can just come to you and say,
yep.
I want that nail pour thing. Will you get it? Yep, that's totally. Perfect.
Or they could just say slick pour.
Well, they could, but if they're anything like me, Sarah, they'll say the poury thing.
Pour it on me. Those two girls. During the week, an old TV commercial starring The Bachelor's very own Matty J surfaced, and he was in a feminine hygiene product ad for Kotex, I think it was.
Mm.
He had lots of lovely, long, wavy hair, but we recognised the girl in the ad as Brisbane's very own model, Jess Williams.
Now, we've tracked Jess down. We have her on the line. Jess, how are you?
I'm really well, thank you. How are you both?
Oh, really well. Now, is this just the biggest blast from the past for you?
It totally is. I jumped on news.com at the car wash of all places during the week, just flicking through. And I'm like, oh, that's me. So, yeah, it definitely was.
Have you been tagged a million times in that clip?
I haven't actually. Well, not that I'm aware of. But
so how long ago did you film this TV commercial, Jess?
Oh, it would have to be 9 or 10 years ago.
Oh, God, you're kidding.
I tell you what, Jess, when Lise was modelling, she said to me after she'd finished that she always wanted to get a female hygiene or like a hemorrhoid cream ad because they paid so well. Did you get some good coin from that ad?
Oh, look, it was pretty good. I think like the more embarrassing the products, the higher they've got to pay you. So
that's it. That's yes, it. That's what I said to Sarah.
That's the next one. The hemorrhoid product is the go-kart.
It's still on your
totally.
Bucket list.
Totally. It's on, yeah.
Absolutely. It's the goal.
Hey, Jess, tell us about Matty J on this shoot. What was he like? Was he good to film with? Was he a nice guy?
Oh, I don't... Yes, he was.
Wow. I think that pause means that Matty J was very forgettable to you, Jess.
No, he was so sweet. It was a long time ago. Like, I've got baby pain. But it was a really long time ago. But he was really sweet, really shy and quiet. And, yeah, no, I remember it being a really lovely day.
Do you remember the beaver?
I do remember the beaver.
I did a lame ad that came up on my Facebook feed recently where I had a computer-generated blue bird buzzing around me that I had to interact with. It was all kinds of very average regional performing. But was that beaver actually on set with you? Did it steal Matty J's thunder?
I didn't have to fake it at all. The beaver was right there. There was actually a man with his hand inside the beaver.
I was a beaver puppet.
There was a beaver puppet.
It wasn't a real beaver, Lise.
I'm disappointed.
So there was a man right underneath the chair that I was sitting on with his hand inside the beaver. And, yeah, no, it was very funny.
Oh, Jess. Well, there you go. You've done so many TV commercials, so you've had more than your 15 seconds of fame, but Matty J resurfacing.
There you go.
Yes,
well, thanks so much, Jess. I wonder if there are any other folks out there in Brisbane land who've starred in a in a good old commercial themselves.
I reckon there'd be heaps of people who have starred in TV commercials, whether it was a big part or a small part.
Yeah.
And I reckon we should find them.
Yes,
let's put it out to callers.
Okay, 13 10 60, Brizzy. Have you been in a commercial and would we recognise you?
Give us a buzz.
It's a good one. 13 10 60, have you been in, what did you call yours, Sarah? A lame
commercial. A lame commercial, but I'm sure people have been in much better ones.
We're taking your calls next.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Guys, we've been asking you, have you been in a TV commercial? Because we unearthed a TV commercial featuring Matty J from The Bachelor. Well, we didn't, but, you know, News.com did. So we got talking about all things ads. Now, Sarah, I've been in a few. Mm. Do you want to know? I'll tell you anyway.
Do I get a choice?
I've been in a Kmart commercial in my undies. I've done a Johnny Walker commercial for the cricket. I've done Nivea, Gillette, Nokia, and King Furniture.
Mm.
Remember that day?
Well, I mean, I don't want to brag, but I did a few commercials too, Lise, back in the day. And there was that time when we were on the same, we were both shooting different ads, different clients on the same day.
And so I was in Sydney shooting for King Furniture, which is a very high-end furniture brand.
Oh, listen to you. Your voice just changed. You're like, very high
furniture. I was wearing silk. I was in a
negligee,
$10,000 bed. Sarah, what were you doing on that day? You were rolling insulation for Bunnings. Sarah was shooting a Bunnings commercial.
You couldn't even tell it was me, right? It could have been Miranda Kerr under there. You couldn't tell. I had a hat on, safety glasses, and a surgical mask.
And a onesie, like a head-to-toe onesie.
It was to show how easy it was to roll out insulation. I've never done it personally.
And I was having my hair and makeup done in a 10 grand bed
and
wearing camis.
I loathe you, Lise
Carlos.
Hey, Adrian from Ashmore, have you been in a commercial?
Yes, I have. I've actually been in a Nutrigrain ad with Lincoln Lewis.
Oh, what were you doing? Are you an Iron Man?
We're in a backyard and we're playing footy against this little fella. Well, I was actually on the little fella's team. It was Lincoln and some other big guy versus us two. So,
So how old was he then? Only a little whippersnapper, was he?
Oh, I was only 16 then, and I'm almost 29 now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It's definitely fun and pay good money as well.
Yeah, they do play good coin.
I tell you what, Lise, can I just, before we go to another call, remember when you did, I love this. So Lise was actually, she was very, very good, surprisingly. She was in a Tourism Australia ad, so she's like an older Lara Bingle. And...
You're a mom.
And you had to go through the Wit Sundays, but your casting for that ad was so funny because they didn't tell you needed to bring a bikini. So you ended up, what was it, having to jump off a chair in your Grundies, pretend you were looking for dugongs.
Yeah, they weren't even matching. Celine from Logan Central, have you been in a TV commercial?
Yeah, I have. And it's not as exciting as Nutrigrain or Nivea or anything like that. So
we've all got to have those ads, Celine. Welcome to my world.
So last year I did a Subway ad, but I was just an extra. And we were in a green screen and we had to do like the Mexican wave to imitate like a football stadium. And we had to, we did the Mexican wave and I was right next to the main guy.
Yeah.
But I didn't see the ad for ages. I couldn't see it on TV or YouTube or anywhere. One day I went to the cinemas and you know how they play the ads before the movie actually
starts? Yes.
Well, yeah, it was played there. So I was like fangirling over myself. And like when the main guy raised his arms, I could see my head for like 1 second. I was like, oh, my God, it's me.
And Celine, you're like, that girl is amazing. She is so talented.
You should totally hire her. But that was like my 2 seconds of fame. And I just told everyone about that.
I love Subway.
Yeah.
I reckon that's a top TV commercial to do. Irini from Norman Park. What were you in a TV commercial?
My mum was in a TV commercial.
What was she in an ad for?
So she was in for QEE car insurance.
Yes.
Oh, yes. And how did it go? Did she enjoy the experience? Is she famous?
Oh, it was so fun. She was laughing the whole time because there was this one line that was a little bit inappropriate.
Really?
Yeah. So every time she would say it, everyone, like there were three other actors, they would all crack up because it sounds so.
So what was the line that she was meant to say?
It was, give yourself a big tick.
Oh, I can see how that would go awry.
That would, okay, yes, awkward. Now, do your friends give you a
bit
a
of
hard
schtick?
Time? Do they still bring it up?
We get called up all the time. Was that you on that ad? It was pretty funny.
Oh, we have so many famous people here in Brisbane.
I know.
I love
everyone's
it.
Got a good ad story, or they know someone who was in one.
Everyone's
hey.
Going to go home.
Well,
on YouTube.
Maddie J, he's not alone.
Everyone's going to go home. YouTube Sarah in a Bunnings commercial.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
You're a nerd.
You're a nerd.
It's time for Nerdy McNerd Nerd.
You're a nerd
with Sarah.
Nerd!
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Now, this... Okay, let me give context here. This segment has been rested for the past 7 to 8 weeks. It's been a couple of months that we decided that Nerdy McNerd Nerd should just go to bed for a little while.
But it's back due to popular demand. No, thanks, Mum.
Yeah, Sarah reckons it's back due to popular demand. We just had a break to fill. But we brought Nerdy McNerd Nerd back. It is Sarah's favourite segment where she chooses popular phrases, things that you say a lot in the English language, but you never really know what they mean. So, Sarah, look at you. You're jumping up and down. You are beside yourself.
I'm just getting comfortable.
It's back from the crypt. We've resuscitated Nerdy McNerd. Go, take it away.
Okay, I'm going to start with a light one. Mortgage. What do you think mortgage means, Lise?
Well, it's, just the ball and chain, something that you have to pay every week, every month, every whatever.
Well, I thought I would kickstart with something French because it comes from the French. I'm going to get you to say it.
Oh, I know. It's something about...
Say it in French.
Mortgage.
That sounds very nice, doesn't it? Mortgage. And I'll tell you what it means. It means death.
Dead.
Death pledge. So French peasants were working till they died for the privilege to own a home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then historically, when the oldest son of a nobleman needed money, he'd ask his dad.
Okay.
And if his dad wouldn't lend it to him, then he'd have to go to borrowers and he would pledge to repay the debt when his father died and he'd get the inheritance. Happy Father's Day, Yai. I don't know what Yai was.
Interesting. Yeah, what's Yai? Happy Father's Day, Yai. Okay.
I was going to say y'all.
You're so excited that this bloody segment is back. Okay, you can't even talk. Go, give me your second one.
Okay.
Come on, Yai.
Yippee-yi-yo. Blockbuster.
Again, a video store that's gone to die.
Well, I tell you what it comes from. So now it's attached to books and films, right? But the original term was for large bombs from World War II that were carried on planes into Germany. And they were, I think they were 1,800 kilos and they were capable of destroying a whole block at one time. But it wasn't used with books and plays and films until well after the war, like 1957. But it's so interesting because today, right now in Frankfurt, they are evacuating like 100,000 residents because they've uncovered an unexploded bomb from World War II that they've said is capable of flattening a block.
Okay, yay.
Yeah. Yay.
Okay, interesting. Go. Do you have another one or
yes,
is this
I
over?
Do. Yes, we're down to the wire here.
Wake
Lise.
Me when it's over.
Down to the wire with Nerdy McNerd. What do you think that means?
Down to the wire?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, down to the last few seconds or something?
Pretty much. And it's actually a horse racing term. So before there were cameras to determine which horse won the race, there was a wire strung across the finishing line and the horses would run down to the wire.
Okay. Would it trip them up or something?
No, taking it too far.
Okay, taking it too far.
Yeah, that's Nerdy McNerd.
Okay, we got through it, Brizzy.
I'm pretty sure.
She's very happy. You've made
her
happy.
We'll be back next week. Send us emails if you want
Will
Nerdy McNerd to continue.
Will we be back next week with Nerdy McNerd? I don't know.
I say yay.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Okay, guys, we've got something really exciting to share with you. Now, Sarah and I have rewritten one of the big bangers of this week.
Yeah, you could say we've pulled a Swiftie.
Now, we don't watch a lot of TV, right? But when we do, it's twice a week. It's Wednesday and Thursday nights. It's The Bachelor. And love it or hate it, we don't care. We love it.
And this, getting those kids to bed on time.
Oh, the struggle is real.
Take it away, us.
I don't like your bedtime games. No,
Nerfs and Barbie plays.
Time to pack them all away. You want milk, but you just ate.
Please don't stay awake for me. Oshers nearly on TV.
We need a prompt bedtime. The Bachelor, yes, it's on tonight.
Oh! So I got smarter, I got tougher for peace at night time. Honey, I'll get you fed, I do it all the goddamn time.
I've got your homework and your name's in red, it's underlined. I check it once, then I check it twice.
Oh! Look what I get to watch. Look what I get to watch. Who'll Maddie give a rose to? Who'll he have a pash with too?
My gosh, I love this show. On a chopper I would go to a couch plonked in the bush where bush. We could pash and feel some tush.
Tush.
I'm sorry. Mummy can't come to the phone right now. Why? Because the rose is...
Get to bed!
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Here we go.
Sarah, it's Father's Day tomorrow.
It
are
is.
Are you ready?
Well, yes. We don't do anything particularly exciting, though. Buying presents for my husband is like pulling teeth. It's very, very hard. I jumped on Reddit to look for some inspiration. I can tell you right now, I'm not stumping out for a Rolex for the year of his birth, nor am I getting him Birkenstock socks.
Ooh, I like the sound of that. I have the perfect gift for Dane.
Okay.
I am giving him...
A Harley Davidson.
No.
A camel.
Don't bring...
A jetty.
No.
Well, then it's not perfect at all, is it?
I'm giving him the gift of solitude. I am taking the boys and myself away to Byron Bay to visit my sister for my nephew's communion. And Dano's going to have the whole weekend to himself. He's got his 20-year school reunion tonight. And tomorrow he gets to sleep in and have the house to himself.
Well, I don't think so. Like, he'll get to hurl in silence. Like,
well,
that's what
basically
means.
That's what it means. And then we'll rock up in the afternoon and I'll bring fish and chips.
Oh, a greasy feed.
I would want to be married to me.
And that's what I love about you. You're so humble.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Folks, a few months ago, Lise and I were ordering coffees at a bakery over at Tarragindi, and we had our first experience with paying it forward coffee. The lady at the counter said, your coffee's been paid for free. One of them, would you like to pay it forward to somebody else? And we were like, oh, my
goodness.
It
was such a lovely, warm and fuzzy vibe there. And we want to kick off this pay it forward coffee chain here, well, in Brisbane again. So, and we really want you guys to get involved. So what we did yesterday, we took ourselves off to a little cafe in Paddington.
Yeah, we just found one that we thought, this is going to be good. What was it? Tall, short espresso.
Yep, little hole in the wall. This is what happened. Okay, can we please grab a tall skim cappuccino for myself? A tall,
skinny flat white.
And can we also pay for an additional tall
whatever.
Yes.
And then whoever comes up next, you can just tell them it's been paid for and do they want to pay it forward?
All right. Yes.
Right.
We can do that.
Okay.
Legend. Okay, someone's walked up to the counter. Here we go.
Just chatting. It's a friendly cafe. Hurry up and order.
And they're ordering, Sarah. He's explaining.
Is he?
The barista's explaining.
Okay. We don't want to look obvious. We're just talking into our phone very subtly.
With sunglasses on.
Yes. Yes. It's a yes. It's been...
Okay, we've got the thumbs up. The
first
guys are
one's
looking
in.
At us.
The kindness chain has begun.
A lady wearing a beautiful purple top has paid it forward. I wonder if I can chat to her. Yay, it's working. Enjoy your coffee.
Thank you. That was lovely. I hope that keeps going all afternoon now.
Oh, did you enjoy it?
Yes. It was
were you confused?
Yeah,
or?
I was. I'm like, oh, I don't know about that. And then I said, oh, you can keep it going. And I said, yeah, I'll keep that going.
Thank you. Yes,
we had a couple of success stories initially, but then we hit some trouble.
I think she just thought I was flirting with her.
Oh, no. We're so
and was
sorry.
Like, yeah. And she was like, oh, yeah, I'll have a free coffee. And she took the free coffee and I didn't even get a number.
Oh,
so. Person ruined it.
Ruined it. She thought
bloody hell.
She was being flirted with. She wasn't very self-aware.
Right, we're going to have to stump up another five. Okay, so we kick-started the chain again.
Yeah, so we're the only ones who are out of pocket at this point. Yes. Everyone's enjoyed a free coffee and then paid it forward.
Yes.
We put up another fiver for another tall coffee.
And we're going to hear from the blokes who work there how it's going. Gosh, I hope it's still continuing.
Oh, I'm sure it will be.
Up next.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Guys, we're talking about the fact that Sarah and I have started a pay it forward coffee chain. We kicked it off yesterday at a little cafe on Given Terrace in Paddington called Tall Short Espresso. We walked in.
Mm-hmm. We bought ourselves a coffee and we bought an extra coffee that we then wanted to be passed on to the next person in the chain. So we had two false starts, then it was broken. We stumped up another five and we had to come back to work. So now we're checking in with Ryan from Tall Short Espresso to see if the chain is still going. Ryan, is it?
Well, I believe it continued going. I actually left a similar time to you guys, I think. But as far as I know, it's still going.
Yes,
it continued on today. Yeah.
And do you know from your colleagues, what was it, Rachel? I think her name was. She was so nice. Did she give you any feedback of what people's reactions were?
Yeah, she was saying everyone was down for it and having a good time with the idea.
Awesome. Yay! Okay, great. Well, look, you're on today. You're making coffees there this morning. So mm-hmm. we might check in with you next week and see if we're still going strong there.
Yeah, and Brizzy, we're encouraging you at your local cafe or coffee shop, please pay it forward. Make someone else's day. Stump up a few bucks and buy someone a coffee. And then if you're the recipient, pay it forward.
Yeah, love it. Thank you so much, Ryan. You guys were legends.
No worries. Thank you.
Okay. Chat to you soon.
Cheers.
Okay. So, Sarah, I really want Brizzy to buy into this idea. In fact, call us anytime during the show on 13 1060.
Anytime.
If you have just started a chain off the back of hearing this story, or if you're walking down to your local cafe and you think this is a great idea, give us a buzz because we'd love to follow up and see how many chains are going to get started around Brizzy.
And what a better way to start your day than with a free cuppa.
Yeah.
For you or someone else.
Those two girls on Hit 105. Thanks to Best Wilson Buckley Family Law, bwbfamilylaw.com.au.
You got into Harvard Law?
What, like it's hard?
It's Lisa and Sarah's Legal Eagle.
How many have asked my husband to plant the front hedge for several weeks now and he hasn't? What are the grounds for annulment successfully?
Unfortunately, that would not be one.
Right.
I told you, Sarah.
That would, again, just be off to mediation if you can't agree on who's doing that.
Okay, so what are grounds for annulment?
There's quite a few, but the more common ones or the more recognised ones are where someone was already married, so they've committed bigamy.
That's awkward.
Very awkward.
I couldn't believe I forgot I was married to that other bloke years ago.
Okay, so you can get annulled for that. What else?
If one person wasn't old enough, so they're under 18, or they don't have a court order if they are under 18. If the ceremony wasn't valid because the celebrant or the priest wasn't qualified.
I've heard that if the marriage isn't consummated, you can annul.
Not true. That's
maybe that was like 1560, please.
I heard that not long ago, Sarah.
Really? From who?
From a friend. I'm not going to go into it. It's very, very sensitive on local radio.
Oh, well. She's still got to put through with the marriage anyway, even if she hasn't put out.
Okay, so if you haven't put out, you can't get out.
I love it. That might be on my business cards from now on.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
There's Hit 105. Thanks to the warehouse furniture clearance sale. I can't.
It's a curse.
Today, Junior.
You guys have been there and hung out on their couches, so you're like they're cool, right?
They're cool.
Super cool.
Yes, their name's just a bit of a tongue twister, but I tell you what you can find there this weekend is phenomenal. So this is an open to the public warehouse furniture clearance sale that only happens 4 weekends a year, and the bargains are insane in the membrane.
I've already said to Dane, we need to bring the ute and the caravan so we can load in so many leather couches. We're good.
Well, it's those two girls at Hit 105.
Hey, Sarah, you know how last weekend Dane and I went on a little romantic one-nighter getaway?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so there's this recurring theme.
I heard it got very hot, like literally in your bedroom.
Yes, well, there's a recurring theme with Dane. When we go away, together, he always brings up his occupation in some way, shape or form. So he's a firefighter. He's very good at his job. He's very passionate about his job. But whenever we go away, he walks the perimeter of where we are. He casts his gaze out into the distance to check for bushland fires. And then he does calculations or measurements of how quickly the place would go up in flames, which when I'm trying to like neck a Prosecco, it's not really that romantic. I mean, when we were there, he lit a fire for no real apparent reason. I lost about 5 kilograms in the space of 3 minutes. It was like doing Bikram in a hotel room. And then he even told the hotel manager, like gave him a little nudge and said, mate, you know, if you need any inspections done, like on your exits or alarms, you know, just have a knock on door number 3. I'll come and help you out. And I was like, we're meant to be holidaying. Like, stop bringing your job into the picture.
Well, my husband's the same. So my husband is a farmer, not just any farmer. He's a mango farmer. Mm. That's why I married him.
Lux.
I said early on, if you were a choco farmer, I never would have looked twice. You're lucky. But Will will just be at the shops or somewhere, and he will just, as soon as he spots a fruit shop, he will just beeline towards it and go and check out, just pick up the mangoes, sniff them, see where they're from. In fact, if anybody talks about fruit or vegetables at a function
like
or
a
party,
meerkat.
He is just, you won't stop him for an hour. So what about, you know what? Another occupation that I think absolutely loves you, Lees, nurses.
Oh,
they see your veins.
Oh.
They don't even look you in the eyes. No. They just look at your arm veins and
You've
say creepy things like, I really want to cannulate your veins.
Yes, they always say you have really good veins. I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that. Guys, 131060, is your occupation a social hazard, or do you know someone that always brings up their job in a social situation and makes it awkward as?
I think we're going to get some good stories here.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Guys, on 131060, we're chatting about whether your occupation is a social hazard. This is off the back of Lee's going away for a romantic getaway with her firefighter husband, who started offering to check the fire exits and alarms while they were away.
He just doesn't quit.
And my husband is a mango farmer, and he just can't stop checking out fruit, talking about fruit. It's awkward.
Selena from Paddington, is your occupation a social hazard, or do you know someone who just gets their job skills in there?
My boyfriend is a safety advisor.
Okay.
So he thinks that anytime there's actual medical personnel around, that he has the right to put his knowledge into the situation when perhaps he's, you know, okay, in his field, yes, but, you know, he's not a paramedic or a doctor. So
give me an example. Give me an example.
He recently busted his knee. We got an electric skateboard. So he fell off. He went riding by himself. It's his own fault. Come off, busted his knee, and refused to go to the doctors or anything. He's like, no, I'm a safety advisor. I know what to do. I've just got to rest it and elevate and do this, do that. And then it got to the point where he was in excruciating pain. We had to call the ambulance. And they've come out and they're trying to talk to him and talk him through the green whistle and, you know, everything else. He goes, I know. And they're just like, you need to shut up. Like, the paramedic is like, you need to shut up, Jake. You need to listen to what I'm saying to you.
They put the safety advisor in his place. Sharif from Kawongba. How has your occupation become a social hazard?
Okay, so it's not my occupation. It's my husband's occupation.
What does he do?
I love all these annoying husbands that everyone is dropping in.
These annoying husbands? My annoying husband is an electrician.
Yeah.
And he's a bit of a perfectionist. So he'll walk into a room and he'll look up to make sure that all the lights and all of the, like, air conditioning down whatever's, that they're all in a line. And if they're not, like, perfectly aligned, he's like, nah, that's not good enough.
He needs to call back for Triggered later in the show.
I know. It's terrible.
Hey, Dean from Chermside, is your occupation a social hazard?
Yeah, it's getting pretty bad. I design fire suppression systems for a living, and I've done it for a while now.
What's a fire suppression system? Like a sprinkler?
Yeah, a sprinkler system.
A sprinkler system. Yeah. Okay, so what are you doing? What are you doing that's annoying people?
Oh, well, normally it annoys my wife more than anything. Because, like, you know, we'll go to a shopping centre. It's similar to your last caller. Go to a shopping centre and she'll be in there trying dresses on, and she'll come out and I'm pacing the room, checking the distances of the sprinklers. and sort of getting lost and running into people in the cinemas. Like,
you just can't just help yourself. Everything. Is it just like a reaction? You need to check every sprinkler on that ceiling.
Yeah, it's just a habit. You just check everything, and you're just, you know, stopping to pick hydrants up, and yeah, it's just bad.
Dean, it sounds like you should meet Dane, my husband. The two of you should go and have a romantic weekend. You can check sprinklers. He can do fire exit checks. Happy days. Oh, I feel very safe.
Time. You're a match made in heaven.
Yeah. Those two girls on Hit 105.
I'm angry.
Lisa and Sarah's.
I have never been this angry in my entire life.
Triggered.
Okay, guys, 13 10 60, you know what time it is. It's time to take your triggered calls. Now, this is a time in the show, I've said time about 83 times.
There's another
just
one.
Then it's a time when we offer a safe place. Shut up, Scotty. For our listeners to offload the little things that get your goat.
Like the number of times you say time.
Like little things. We had a good one a few weeks ago. Like, you know, when you walk in water with socks.
Yeah.
Yuck. Yeah. Triggered.
Do we have a few of our faves, Scotty?
Nah, not today, Sarah. Triggered. You botched it. Okay, Sarah, do you have a triggered?
Triggered.
Come on, guys.
Yes. Yes, I do, actually. Folding a fitted sheet.
Ooh.
I can never do it right. I've looked at the YouTube videos. My mum can. I know I'm an inept member of society because mine just end up rumpled up and shoved in the cupboard.
You know, I'm going to continue along that vein. The other night, I was so tired. It was about 10:30. I walked into our bedroom ready to get into bed, realised I hadn't made it after stripping the sheets earlier that day.
Oh,
triggered.
Isn't that the worst?
That is so annoying.
Okay, 13, 10, 60, guys. We're taking your triggered calls. Make them better than ours just were.
Those two girls on Hit 105. Triggered.
Guys, 13, 10, 60, this is the time of the show where you get the safe little airtime to offload the things that have been bugging you during the week. Trevor from Chermside, what has triggered you?
Hello?
Hi, Trev. What's triggered you?
Oh, when, you know, when I go to make toast.
Yeah.
And the person before you uses the butter.
Yes.
And they chuck the butter, like they butter their toast, and then they put the crumbs back in the butter, and it's on the edges like the butter.
Triggered.
Trevor, you are like a soulmate of mine. I hate that. It feels grubby, doesn't it?
Yeah, all in the Vegemite. It's to go.
Yes, you have got this triggered.
Trevor and
out.
His condiments and crumbs. It's a no-no. Hey, Emma from Durack. Hey, girl, what's triggered you?
Hi, how you doing, ladies?
Good.
What's wrong? What's upset you?
Pardon? What triggers me is young lasses, because I'm pushing 40 now, saying, hey, girl, what's up, girl? And my
triggered.
And I'm biting my tongue like, girl, I'm not a girl. I'm a well-established woman now.
You know, it just doesn't quite have the same ring to it, Sarah. And Emma, if someone were to say to you, hey, well-established woman, how's your day going? Hey, girl, it's cute.
Like an acronym. Well-established woman. Hey, woo! There you go, W-W.
You are good. You are good. Hey, you know
what? Hey, woo.
Hey, woo. It's almost as good as Sarah's, like, happy Father's Day, yay.
Great. Let's bring up that minor blip on my radar today.
There's been
show.
Many blips
there has
on
actually
today's
been. There's
radar.
Been quite a few. It just makes it more
In
fun.
In fact, should I rate the show? Because I don't know if it's going to go that well, guys.
All right, go.
I'm going to go at, well, it's going to be, I'm going to go a 7.5.
Whoa.
I mean, look.
It's like a knife in my heart.
Have you stopped the music? Okay. I'll give it a 9.5.
Okay.
It was brilliant. We had
that's
so much fun.
Better. All right, guys, that's us over and out. Have an amazing Father's Day tomorrow.
Yes.
Go eat some bacon. Remember, it's International Bacon Day.
Yes.
Why are you pointing at me, Scott?
Oh.
I was just going to say, earlier today, you encouraged people to go and...
Yes.
Yes. Pay it
okay.
Forward.
Yes, that's the other thing. It's spring. It's Bacon Day. We also want you to pay it forward, like we did earlier in the show.
Yes.
Buy someone a cup of coffee, and then hopefully they pay it forward in the chain. And we want to hear from you if you've done that today.
Do it.
That's it from us.
Okay. All right. I need some coffee myself.
Those two girls on Hit 105.